It's time now for movie reviews. They're being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, a triumphant yet heartbreaking return of the movie franchise. Following the death of Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman in August of 2020 at the age of 43. Wakanda Forever begins with King T'Challa's death and picks up a year later when global superpowers, including the U.S., are putting pressure on Wakanda to share their vibranium. U.S. drillers also find the resource at the bottom of the ocean, but it's possessed by a massive underwater group of Mayan descendants known as the Talokans, which is led by the mutant king Namor. Namor is not keen on sharing the vibranium, and since he also possesses the metal and threatens to kill anyone who comes near it, he immediately sparks a conflict with the Wakandans, who have enlisted the help of a scientist who possesses the only way to defeat him. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever may be the most emotionally grounded film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it all stems from the loss of Boseman, and his loss presence looms over the entire film. Director Ryan Coogler and his cast soldier on, though, to create a captivating story about loss and moving on, which is complemented by beautiful vistas and sets, stunning costumes, and terrific performances, including Angela Bassett as T'Challa's mother, Ramonda, and Letitia Wright as his sister, Shuri. Overall, the film is a beautiful tribute to Chadwick Boseman and a remarkable feat considering that Ryan Coogler had to scrap his original script for the film and start at square one due to his star's untimely passing. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is new in theaters.
That's so sad, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Sad. You know, the film starts with, naturally, you know, they have to explain somehow why, you know, King T'Challa is not there. So naturally, it involves his death. And that is followed by a funeral scene. Now, I'm not giving anything away because this is really a part of the trailer that was viewed by millions upon millions of people. So what you do sense right away is the pain that the characters are experiencing in these scenes it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just such of a heartbreaking thing. So that's where, you know, that sort of emotion really just grounds things in reality, it seems, right away.
Yeah. Is there, you know, is this at all like in the Star Wars trilogy, you know, when Princess Leia, what's her name?
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, when Carrie Fisher passed away, she was actually still in, and it was a way for us to say goodbye to her. Is there any of Boseman in this, or is that something you can't talk about?
No. I mean, look, you know, first of all, you feel his presence throughout the thing. But, yeah, I mean, there are flashback scenes of him, but not a lot. I mean, not until they really, really count. I will say, and I don't think this is giving away too much, but, you know, normally the Marvel logo that appears, you know, it's a three-dimensional sort of image that kind of moves around during the opening of each film. And generally they include scenes from every Marvel movie. Well, here it's all Chadwick Boseman, right? It's scenes from him in, you know, as Black Panther in, you know, the movies that he was in, because you have to remember Black Panther wasn't the only film that he was in. He was also in Captain America Civil War. That's where we actually first met him. But he was also in the Avengers films. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was a big presence in all of those films. I mean, naturally, Black Panther being his spotlight. So, yeah, you get that. But then, again, you know, they don't use... You know, this is in the trailer, but there's a large mural of Chadwick as King T'Challa that you see at the beginning. Okay. And then again, from there, it's not like they overly rely on it. I don't think they need to. I think the big thing here is that it is largely about the loss of this dominating presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the characters, the way their actions, their expressions, their movements, all... pretty much you feel that loss, that emptiness through them. So, again, that's what makes a film brilliant, when you can, you know, experience somebody else's emotions. It's kind of like, you know, how difficult it is, Kelly, to go up to somebody you know who has suffered a profound loss.
Yeah.
And you feel that sadness, right? I mean, you get that sort of thing here. And I'm not trying to minimalize anything, you know, because I'm saying it's a movie. I mean, again, I think what's going on here is the fact that, you know, this was indeed a real loss. It's not like a movie character dies off and, you know, the actor doesn't die for real. I mean, we can always say, oh, it's just a movie, it's just a movie. Sadly, here, go into the theater and we leave the theater with that profound sense of loss because we know what happened to Chadwick Boseman is real. And what makes it more tragic is the fact that he was only 43 years old.
Does this movie give us all a way to sort of, this is kind of like our funeral, to be able to sort of suffer with him and say goodbye? I mean, do you feel like it's...
I think so. I mean, here's the interesting thing about, you know, the loss of Chadwick Boseman. You know, he was 43. He was dealing with this for 4 years. He had colon cancer, and nobody knew. I mean, nobody knew, and I don't know how, you know, he could have ever pulled that off in a business as high profile as Hollywood. Because, you know, certainly there were times where, you know, he looked thinner and all that. But people could say, hey, you know, he's an actor. I mean, he's doing this for different roles and all that sort of stuff. So I'm sorry, I've kind of forgot your question, but is it a way for us to mourn, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So because of all that privacy, you know, I mean, nobody really got that chance because they were all in shock at his loss.
Right.
So now, you know, you can mourn, you know, you mourn the loss of his talent. You know, when you see, there was a movie called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which he was nominated for Best Actor for. But, you know, most people knew him for this Black Panther character as King T'Challa. And, I guess you could say this is a way for us to mourn along with his castmates and, you know, and not only loss, you know, just to mourn this loss of this tremendous talent.
Right. All right. So we got about 3 minutes left here. In your opinion, and I don't mean to add this question, does the passing of him and watching this movie have any kind of reign over your rating of the movie? Like, what would you rate this movie? Is it a top 10? Is it a 5?
I guess, yes. Yeah, I mean, I would give it an 8 out of 10, and the reason I kind of ding it a couple things is it is a very long movie. It's 2 hours and 41 minutes long, you know. So is there stuff in there that, you know, could have shortened it? Yeah, I think so. But largely, look, I rarely give 10s, okay? So, you know, this isn't, you know, it's got to be a perfect movie. And no movie is really that perfect. I did actually see one, though, that I think is perfect, but... because, you know, I would say, it had an effect on the rating because of the way, you know, those emotions played into the actual film. Mm-hmm. You know, it affected these actors and the director and the writer profoundly.
Yeah.
And you can feel that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like, well, I'm giving it an 8 because he died. No, I mean... it's because of the effect of his death, what it had on the movie. It's amazing how powerful cinema can be and how much of a presence somebody like, you know, Chadwick had and continues to have on a franchise like Black Panther like this. To make, you know, a movie like this, it wouldn't have, put it this way, I don't think it would have been as powerful of a movie had Chadwick lived and the character died, right?
Sure.
But the fact that he, you know what I'm saying? So it still would have been impactful, just like when we lost Tony Stark in the Avengers. Yes, he made you cry and everything, but at the end of the day, you could feel better knowing that, Robert Downey Jr. is still with us. But the fact that he's gone and we lose him in the film, tremendously.
Did you ever get a chance?
It tremendously had an influence on the way I feel because you feel that loss watching the movie.
Did you ever get a chance to interview him?
It's a different sort of experience, you know?
Did you ever get a chance to interview him?
I didn't. You know, I really tried on when he was on the rise. I tried to. You know what? Honestly, just because he was the star of the film, I interviewed Harrison Ford for 42, which starred Chadwick as Jackie Robinson. But, you know, again, I think I might have asked to interview him because of that, but I actually interviewed Harrison Ford, so it's like, wow, I got Harrison Ford. So, you know, you're like, you're satisfied. And, of course, you never expect this sort of thing. But, no, I certainly did request him because he was a tremendous talent. He played James Brown in a movie called Get On Up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I requested him for that. And, you know, but it was clear that this guy was going to be a huge star from Horty 2. And after that, it, you know, at a certain point, Kelly, they kind of get out of your reach.
Yeah, you know? And you're like, shucks, okay, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can find lots of your interviews at directconversations.com. Any hints of what you might talk about next week? We've got about 30 seconds.
It may be streaming next week. There's a big sequel to Enchanted called Disenchanted that's coming out on Disney Plus. I love that film. Amy Adams, James Marsden, you know, the woman that sang Let It Go. Her name is escaping me at this point.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know, but I can't think of her name either.
Adele Dazeem.
There we go. Good job. You get 10 points for that.
Yeah. Idina Menzel. She was in it. She's in it as well. So, yeah, and Patrick Dempsey, who's in the original. That's coming out next week, the long-awaited sequel, 15 years later.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'll be talking about that.
All right, thank you, Tim. It's Tim Lammers. It's 10:30. Time now for news.